These are my grandchildren. I invited them to come from Fort Worth, and they are here for the Calf Festival.
This is the second year Tawana Willis has brought her granddaughters in to attend the Children's Art and Literacy Festival. They were also part of last year's record-breaking crowds of more than 5,100 attendees. Virginia's crew of five cousins took off their own costumes to enjoy their special cookie sandwiches while the parade passed by.
We're from Dublin, which is a couple of hours away. It's a lot of fun. Guys, what are we most looking forward to?
Having fun.
Families lined Cypress Street last night, dancing, cheering, and waving to the passing storybook characters and organizations taking part in the kickoff parade. Ashley Goff found characters from Peter Brown's books to dress her children for the contest and the parade.
So my daughter is Jasper Rabbit from the Creepy Carrots, and my son is Bobby from My Teacher is a Monster.
Logan Goff was glad to cool off in the storybook sculpture garden after the parade, waiting for his turn to see Mr. Tiger.
It's about the statues and all the characters. They're so cool. They're way cool.
This year's festival features author Peter Brown. He's won numerous awards for both writing and illustrating children's books.
I'm Peter Brown. It's Peter Brown Day. And it's my day. Today's my day. And I'm glad you're here with me. It'd be sad if I were out celebrating by myself. If you had told me in the beginning of my career as an author illustrator that someday there'd be a life-size tiger sculpture based on my character in Abilene, Texas, I would have thought you were crazy.
The crowd counted down for the unveiling of the new Mr. Tiger statue, added to the Adamson Spaulding Storybook Garden.
3, 2, 1.
The crowd then moved on to the Paramount Theater, where Brown talked about how he got started writing and illustrating children's books. Brown told the crowd having an artist in the family helped him take art more seriously.
So when I was a kid, I'd go and I'd visit my grandparents and I'd see this old man making art. And I remember as a little kid thinking to myself, someday I want to be an old man making art. And look at me now. My dream has come true. I'm not quite that old, but I'm getting there.
Brown said all of his stories are inspired by his own life, even the crazy ones. He showed the audience samples of his early work, including the first book he wrote at the age of 6, after his dog Buffy had run away and spent a night off on his own.
I couldn't stop wondering, what had he been doing all night long? You know, what do dogs do when we're not around? What do dogs do when they have the freedom to go where they want? Was he playing with the forest creatures in the woods behind my house? Maybe he was playing with the farm animals across the street. I'll never know. But my imagination got going. And after a while, I invented this whole silly story about my dog and I getting lost in the woods together and having to spend a night away from home together. And I turned that into my very first book. And I've been making books ever since.
The exhibit, A Time and Place for Everything, Peter Brown, is now on display at the Nickel. The Children's Art and Literacy Festival will continue through Saturday evening with dozens of events featuring hands-on activities for all ages. Some events, including Make Your Own Storybook Sculpture and the Write and Illustrate Your Own Storybook Workshops, are sold out, but families still have a wide range of options, including book signings, musical shows, movies, and puppet shows. CAF organizers have already started making plans for next year's festival, which will feature Lauren Long. For KACU, I'm Heather Claiborne.